Today from the Ohio Newsroom, tackling a public health concern with a piece of furniture. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. This week, we're listening back to some of our favorite stories. When Athens County conducted a community health assessment, it noted a startling trend. More than a third of participants were concerned about social isolation, and that was before COVID. The health department knew it had to do something, and it landed on an unconventional approach, friendship benches. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker has more.
Athens County's friendship benches are tucked discreetly into pockets of public spaces, libraries, a community center, the health department. Sometimes they're vacant, but other times a trained and trusted community member with a listening ear, like Sherry Blackwell, will sit on one side of the bench, inviting strangers to join her. When they do, she listens.
One of the biggest things I've found is people have no support.
People tell Blackwell about all kinds of problems.
I have recently met with a professional that had way too much on her plate.
Some people struggle with drugs and homelessness.
Transportation to get places.
Navigating relationships or recent health diagnoses.
A woman who is worried about her son being autistic.
Blackwell doesn't give advice. She just listens, maybe guides people to available resources. This idea for the benches started half a world away.
In Zimbabwe, the grandmothers are the custodians of local culture, wisdom, and knowledge, which makes them the perfect therapists in communities. That was the beginning of the friendship bench.
That's Dixon Chibanda in a YouTube video. He says he's one of just 19 psychiatrists in the country of about 16 million people. So he's on a mission to make mental health care more accessible. He started an organization to train grandmothers in empathetic listening and proven therapy techniques and station them on benches outside of health clinics. This model has worked. One study found 86% of people who used Zimbabwe's friendship benches showed improvement, compared with just half of people who received care in a more traditional setting from a doctor or a nurse. Health workers in Athens heard about the program at a global health conference and decided to adapt it for the county. Olivia Decketts is the Friendship Bench program manager there. She says they saw parallels between Zimbabwe and their corner of Appalachian Ohio.
We're also very spread out, you know, and pretty rural in some parts. And so there is, especially if you live further out in the community, there's less resources.
The public health department applied for funding to bring friendship benches into underserved parts of the county, like Chancy, a village just 10 minutes north of the city of Athens. They placed the bench just outside the village's one-room library, beside a blessing box, in a community garden where a sunflower grows taller than the tiny building.
In this library, we call it Chancy's Living Room because it's just where people come to hang out.
That's librarian Ellie Hamrick, who says people here deal with some pretty big problems.
You know, grief and housing insecurity and food insecurity and, I mean, anxiety and all, just all the things that we deal with, the heavy, heavy stuff. And there's no healthcare in Chancy, period. And so just having someone to listen, like, I feel like has been really, really important for people. People have a lot to get off their chests.
The bench has been there for a year now, and Hamrick has seen it rise in popularity over that time. These days, some teenagers have even started their own version of the friendship bench.
And they just, like, will go talk to each other. And some of the older teens are kind of mentors to some of the tweens more.
And that's exactly the program's intention, to strengthen people and whole communities, one conversation at a time. In Chancy, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.